Blog Talk Radio.
We live in the spot right now. Chuck Dizzle hanging out with my boy DJ Shanks. And one of the biggest conversation pieces out here is how we have so much talent on the West, but really not enough platforms to put these artists out there. Man, how do you feel about that, being in the game for as long as you've been in there?
We got too much talent to only have West Coast Wednesday.
Y'all need to have West Coast every day, putting them in rotation, man.
We just need the program directors and the DJs to get behind the movements and support a little bit more, because the people want to hear the music.
I think it's a whole bunch of shit we can really get into, man. But one thing I want to ask you before we get up out of here, bro, is female MCs. Like, not just on the West Coast, but in the game right now, it's not too many out there that's really doing it. Why do you think, what's really holding female MCs back?
I think it's a matter of the talent, getting the female with the right amount of direction, longevity, consistency, and just sisters having more of something to say.
Yeah.
You know, we still searching. They're out there. Yeah. We just still searching.
So, I mean, that's the question I had, man. What would it take?
I don't know just yet, but well, here's the kickoff, as I'm about to rip off. Killers knocking lips off. Travel like a spitball. I hit y'all with a mix of diligence and killer instinct. My inner vision slip off. As I walk these city streets, niggas been lost. I'm finding myself between the sheet music. Trying to move past the YouTube fan and blue moon movements. Tune in, my evolution is televised, but I choose to stay elusive to what these niggas doing. Eating soup with a fork, I'm starving. The more I consume, my mind sharpens. Blocking number two, Millie's a true marksman like a silencer in the form of a pin to end all the nonsense. Draw inspiration from the moms and the Omni and Eisenhower halls of the shores where you find me. Time bomb with headphones on. Let's prom queen cross between King T and Tali's. I embody it all. There's so much weighted on my conscience at heart. There's relief up in the palm trees. Obstacles ain't bigger than my dreams, but in the grand scheme of it all, these niggas is pawns. Beating the odds is a full-time job, a lot harder than I thought. But once upon a time, I used to jot every line in my journal from the mom and the pop. Hard-headed, I was young, but an artist at heart. I just opted not to show it, cause you know the looks you get when you try to build a life through the music. Skeptics in your ear like you probably go broke before you blow up. Know it all, niggas hating like, don't get your hopes up. Back to the wing, got my spine off the rope. Strong, standing on both my 2 feet and 10 toes. Taking all the game I was shown and gon' let it soak in. Just like a little mogul, it's supposed to life's grayscale. Ain't black and white like the roller. Tone way back, use the globe as my podium. The genuine article, in fact, you ain't gotta put the world in my hands. But best believe I'ma have it, though. Yeah.
What it is, it's your girl, L.A. Drina, in the building. You already know what it is. Happy Friday. We up here right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, we about to get it in with some hot music for the day. You know, today we have a hot topic of discussion, you know, based on image and sexuality in the music industry with the female rappers, you know. And this subject, to me, never gets old. As you already know, we can talk about this all day. You know what I'm saying? When you call in and you want to go live with the host, press 1, please. And, you know, we're going to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, as I was saying, the topic of discussion today is going to be, how do we liberate ourselves in the music industry? And I want to talk about what's the difference between being sexually dominated, or domineering, should I say, and sexually exploiting yourself. I want to hear your views out there, callers. When you call in, please press 1 to go live with the host, you know. And then, you know, of course, I got to give a shout-out to all my female rappers out there doing it big, you know what I'm saying? First off, I'm going to start off with my girl, Swan Ye, you know what I'm saying, repping that East Coast, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all been waiting on me to put some more East Coast female rappers on the show, you know. I'm just waiting on y'all to send me your music. If you got a hot chick that you know about East Coast, make sure you let me know, you know what I'm saying, about it, you know, and that way we can get it in, you know what I'm saying? And also, I want to give a shout out to Fia Lamour, Cobra Red, Dutch Rebel, you know what I'm saying, coming out of Boston in the building, SK Bomb Bomb, Coke Bugatti, Treasure, Medusa, YVE, Black Molly, all of the five-footers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brandy Cam, you know what I'm saying? And also, shout out to Lady Cam doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? And also, I want to give a shout out to Misty Blue doing a damn thing out there making it happen, you know what I'm saying? All my indie artists getting it in, all the fellas out there that's supporting these ladies in hip-hop, I just, you know, want to let you know that I'm happy that y'all out there doing it. Keep supporting us, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we love the support and we need the support, you know. And I'm about to hit it off with some hot stuff coming from one of the ladies, you know what I'm saying. We're about to start you off with some Megan Boots right here on Bang Out Radio. Female MCs, the Coast to Coast Movement Show. We taking over, baby. Here we go.
I don't know how I was about to bounce the track without talking some before it drops. Because it's Trini Savage. Look, I just did a show yesterday with Dina Ray. Big shout out to you, Dina Ray, Purple Diva, Zaddy Red, Trini Savage. It's going down. Are you ready?
I go hard Trini. Even when there ain't no beat. I let it rock and roll, roll and rock, stop. Then I wait for the drop. Trini Savage, he hit my phone, give it all like number 23 with the ball of a dunk in your face. Hit you with the pump fake, it's me snitching. Boom, I don't want to butt change. Got my ears open, but once been harder than what I do. Yeah. Listen to all the tension, some other dudes and kids. Ain't no beginning, ain't no plot. Ain't no jigging, ain't no knot. But those four dudes right there, goddamn, get it ripping hard. They want some competition, I'm trying to be in everybody lane. Sidewalk clothes in the streets, one carpet, skateboard, middle of the street, up a one way. But you gotta make it happen, mate. Even it's very right, Tom, and you older. It's just the beginning, it's kind of far from being over. I'm a beautiful disaster, so can't reach a chance. You might as well get that show because I ain't going nowhere. Bet you ain't know that I blow. Philly is a baby well. Sounds what a water couldn't even still pass my flow. I'm a missing four rocks because I focus on being a role model. Success, money trail, sound the bell. Can't forget the title. Do what I need to get the ground. Best female you can ask around. I ain't dreaming, I can see the crowd. And pictually waiting, jumping up and down. Came to see your show, I dance for you now. Stand back up, rap, sing them out with a lit thread, so catch up, rap. Beauty in the eyes with a diamond slab. Didn't need a beat when I wrote this track. Heavy than the joy, we can never dance that. I'm so fierce, I'm so right. You need to go in like a black hole. Why do I wanna be a girl looking up a better soul? Do I wanna be a girl that evolved in the world? Can't live against reality. If it's meant to happen, it's gonna let it be. What am I do if I'm called to entertain you? Sit on my butt, ignore and just live on. I don't think so, I can't believe it. Cause everything is done for a reason. Funny how every everybody trying to know ya. When you walk up in the gig, everything slow up, hold up. Walking and looking on point, from the toe up, crash cut. All them girls who beat up, why can't I touch ya? But find me standing in the cut. Everybody I bang with around me popping right out. If it was my choice, I would try to be off. A crazy dope trainee about to go ham on all of y'all. Like, fight for it up, circle pen, dude spitting all. Coming through the door like a stretching out with the bars of that bar side. Not about to shut it down, y'all. Eyeball, y'all crawl, y'all see what I saw. Back bros, watch me dive in the beat. Head first, police focus so on ridiculous outlaw. Chinese lining out your eyes, I'm hard. So you're so weak, we'll skip four stars and help to the fifth. What can I say, I love drive by the ratings. I mean, even if I can really serve this, I get a full force. But you gotta tab now, pay me. Tell them what they ain't can drive you crazy. What's the regulations, we can make it become fame. We just thought up in that fame, it's definitely not me. I live a life of 40, I'm quick at to get 4J.
See, y'all got me over here, you know what I'm saying? What's up with the Dottie Rad fam, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dottie Rad. If y'all don't know about the Dottie Rad fam, you know what I'm saying? They right there on, you know what I'm saying, Facebook with it, you know what I'm saying? And they doing their thing. They making moves in their town, you know what I'm saying? And I want to give a shout out to my girl Megan Boots with that one right there, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't even her beat, of course, but she killed it so hard, they might as well just give it to her. You know what I'm saying? She did her thing. You know what I'm saying? They asking where all the female rappers at, baby. They right up in your ear. You just got to get on the internet and look for them. If you out there listening,
You know, everybody want to know where the female rappers at, where the lyrical chicks at. You know, these chicks out here, they never dumbing down their bars. They stepping their bars up so high that, you know, the fellas, y'all might want to step y'all up a little bit more too. You know, but shout out to my guys. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I love y'all. You know, but it's all about the female MCs today, you know. I got a chance to hang out with Treasure and Code Bugatti, you know, the swag kings over there doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing, the TNT Project with TJ and all of them. You don't know about them. Y'all need to know about the whole little movement that they got going on. You can hit them up by hitting them on blogtalkradio.com/swagkings with a Z, you know what I'm saying? But you could also add Treasure on Facebook, too. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, this is Bang Out Radio all day, every day, you know. But I like to support where I see supporters do, you know what I'm saying? And they give the indie artists a platform that they can run with, you know what I'm saying? They host an all-female MC show, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, I got to have their back, you know, and they also let me support. They also should support Bang Out Radio as well, you know what I'm saying? But I got a hot show planned for y'all today, you know what I'm saying? I'll be hanging out with my girl Misty Blue, you know what I'm saying? Bomb Bomb, you know, my other half from Cali Girls, you know. She's going to be coming through. And, of course, I got Twin SB, you know what I'm saying, with that hot joint ticket. She's going to come through. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get it in right here on Bang Out Radio. That's what it is. If you have any insight or anything that you want to comment on, just hit us up and go ahead and press that one if you want to go live on the air. But I'm going to give y'all the topic of discussion once again before we get into it. You know, the topic of discussion today is how to separate the two and understand clearly the difference between being sexually dominant in your image versus exploiting yourself. Now, I'm going to talk about it. Maybe that will give you a little bit of insight on it. When I came up with this topic, I wanted to do it because, you know, of course, you know, I advocate for the female rapper, you know, and a lot of the guys out there don't understand us. A lot of guys think that, you know, we try to sell our image or our records and stuff. You know, with our sexy pictures and, you know, trying to use our body image to sell our music or whatever, you know, well, to some degree that might be true. And there's nothing wrong with that. And why I say that, you know, people might be like, why? Regina, you don't even push that whole body image in. Why are you saying that? Well, it's because, you know, I feel like this. I'm going to give y'all an example. You got Beyonce. She's sexy. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? She's in control of her business. You know, there's no male force behind what she's doing or influence of what she's doing. That's one right there. Not only that, but she makes songs that other females can identify with. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same. She can maintain her self-respect at the end of the day, even if being sexy. One other chick that's very sexually dominant in the industry would be Eve, the rapper Eve. She is very sexually dominant. She's very sexy. But even despite the little controversial little video, that supposed video of her Nelly had, you know, she always did her thing, you know what I'm saying? And when you look at her, you don't look and see, oh, I'm a porn star, I'm a slut, I'm a this, I'm a that. Which ain't nothing wrong with being porn stars and all that. You know why? Because porn stars are sexually dominant. You know why? Because they're in control of their money, they make their own career choices, and they run their own businesses. And not only that, you know what I'm saying? They keep it in circulation with other females. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. You know, that's one thing. Now, when we get into the arena of sexual exploitation, when I say that, I mean this. Anything that has to do with exploitation is when you're doing something that you don't want to do. If it's not a part of your image and if it's something that you're not comfortable with and you're doing it, you're exploiting yourself. Whether it be through another female doing it to you or whether it be through a guy doing it to you. If your whole force behind, you know, being sexually explicit with your image is based on the fact that a guy told you that you need to do it, or another woman told you that you need to do it, you're actually exploiting yourself if you know truthfully deep down in your heart that that's not you. You know what I'm saying? So, and not just that, but anything that you do that you know that you're going to be embarrassed by and you're not comfortable with your grandma seeing or knowing about you, you're exploiting yourself. I mean, if you did porn or if you did something of that nature and you truly was proud of what you were doing, you know what I'm saying, and you was making money and you was not the one, you was not making money for somebody else and putting it in their hands, then no, you're actually sexually dominating, you know what I'm saying? So it's a difference between the two, you know what I'm saying? You can be sexually dominant and be in control. Dominant means to be in control. If you're in control of your career and you're making moves in your career and you're actually in control of your own image, and you know what I mean? That's being sexually dominant, you know. There's ways to dominate the industry on a sexual, if you're going to use sex or whatever, sexuality to sell your image. There's ways to do it and be sexy with it and still wake up in the morning feeling good about yourself. So I want to hear what y'all got to say. Y'all call in 661-621-7559. And we're about to get into some more music right here on Bang Out Radio. If you disagree with me, feel free to say that you disagree with me. And I'm all open for anybody's opinion. But we're about to get into some Swanye, Miss Swanye, you know what I'm saying, coming out of the East Coast, you know what I'm saying, doing it big right here on Bang Out Radio, Fancy Takeover Friday special. Here we go. My girl Swanye, you know what I'm saying? We got a caller right here. Caller 5853, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hello? What's
well,
up, Dre?
I'm sorry about that. Who's in the building? Misty Blue.
That's what it is, Misty Blue. What it do do?
What it do, boo? Checking in with you.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to introduce everybody to my girl, Misty Blue, getting it in, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio. I also, you know, want to, you know, let you give everybody an introduction and give them your insight on how you feel about everything I've been talking about so far.
I feel what you're saying because it's crazy like that when you see these videos out here with the dudes on it. You don't never see no niggas just straight half-ass naked on the video, you know, with a female in the background doing her thing. But we always got to see us out there naked, you know, posing on a car or whatever, you know, doing what we got to do just to make ends meet. And it shouldn't be like that. We should be able to have our clothes fully on and still get our props just like they do.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that right there, you know. So what's your whole take on, can you give us your idea of what a person that is sexually dominating, I mean, as far as image is concerned, can you give us an idea of what's your example of, you know, who do you feel in the industry is, you know, and how do you feel, you know, those people actually, you know, paved the way for females in hip hop.
But I would put Queen Latifah at the top, MC Light, Yo-Yo, all them. They did it without having to exploit themselves. You feel me? They just got out there, got their grind on, and just put it on, paved the way for.
That's right. That's right.
And made it happen without getting butt naked. You feel me?
Yeah.
You can get your grind on without taking. Go ahead.
What do you feel about, like, rappers like Eve, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel Eve exploited herself because she was sexy with it, you know what I'm saying? Or what is your defining definition for sexual domination, you know what I'm saying, versus sexual exploitation, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
No, say what you're going to say.
Oh, I feel like you can do it. There's a way to do things, and then there's a way to do things. Okay, you can be out there sexy with it, but you ain't got to be grimy sexy with it. You know what I'm saying? This is a way to do things and a way to do things. And I don't think that she really exploited herself. You know, she did what she had to do. She felt like that's how she had to come out to do it, so that's what she did.
I think as far as image-wise, I think Eve has one of the more well-rounded, true images, you know what I'm saying? She did her stripper thing when she was, you know what I'm saying, when she was young and grimy. That's what females do. We do whatever it takes to make it happen for our lifestyle that we in, you know, and that's what it was. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, this is why I say that she should never be ashamed of her image is because she never sold out. You know what I'm saying? Didn't nobody encourage her to have an image like that. She really just, you know what I'm saying, she was in control of the whole situation. Like, she still is in control. We got a caller right here, Misty. Right here. Caller 9326. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's up with you live on Bang Out Radio? Hello?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
This is Coke. Hey.
What's up with you, Coke?
Oh, man, I have your speakerphone. What's up, sis? How you doing, girl?
Yeah,
come on,
speak
your mind. I know you got something to say. Yeah, man. I just want to say that female MC is almost extinct, and it's up to us to make sure that we are remembered and that our story and that our stories are out there, because if we wait for somebody else to put them out there, we're going to be where we are now, underground. Even Queen Latifah doesn't really put out any more albums, and if she does, they're like jazz albums infused with all of our musical styles, which is cool. That's not to say that's bad, but definitely on the MC tip and hip-hop, we got to keep ourselves out there and keep networking and keep just flooding the streets any way possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What were you guys talking about? Because I had just literally called in.
That's real talk. Sexual exploitation.
Oh, yeah.
Sexual
exploitation.
But, you know, to keep it real, though, sex sells. So sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get yourself marketed. You know, if that's the way you got to market yourself, that's what you got to do to get your foot in the door. And then after that, that's up to you to change your image and then get it the right way.
That's true. Okay. That's true. I mean, I would like to think that we don't have to all, you know, look like we're coming out the Victoria's Secret catalog, but you know what? You know, they'll promote a guy that, like, a guy, because guys look like guys, before they'll promote a girl that doesn't look like a girl. So I guess you have to be right in that, you know what I'm saying? In that certain respect, you know what I mean? Depending on what your level of... What you consider success? To me, the success is the Brad is the only platinum was the first. Let's say I'm saying the first platinum artist, and she didn't come out looking like, you know, she had to switch it up here and there, but that's not what's made her platinum. You know what I mean? That's what she was platinum, and they tried to switch her up.
Yeah, we're right about that. You know, what? A lot of people never point that out about the Brad, and that's what I remember her for. Besides every damn line of the whole damn Funkified album, but yeah. You know,
exactly.
That's true, though. You know, Brad is one of the hardest. What are you saying?
Exactly. Yep. And when people tell me that, no, you have to, I'm like, that's not true. Right, Diddy?
Yeah.
I mean, but because they switched her up so much, we keep forgetting that really her image was, you know, like TJ and Treasure, my image, you know? Maybe in some Dickie shorts and, you know, wife beater, you know. So, like, I mean, I think we have to make it so that we make it, not wait for somebody else to make it, make us have that,
right.
You know, opportunity.
Right.
That's all
right.
I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
And all I know is that anybody that's famous right now making a lot of money, if you pay attention really closely, and I'm talking about throughout the whole industry, not even just in hip-hop, R&B, if you pay attention, most of them are managed by their mothers and their father, or one or the other. Look at Brandy,
you know what?
Look at Ray J.
I never even looked at it like that.
I've been paying attention. And everybody that's really working consistently, their mothers or fathers are their managers. Look at Beyonce. Her dad managed her up until, what, a couple of months ago or a year ago?
Yeah,
you feel
right.
Me? And then she married Jay-Z. I mean, so she had to give him some, right? I mean, I'm just saying. everything is kind of either sexploitation or family business, you know, and
right,
that's why I feel a sense of really a real urgency in what we're doing with our radio show, Swag Kings Radio and Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday nights, because I mean, you know, we have to make our own family some kind of way, because that's really what I mean. You know, it comes from being in a consistent environment where people are making money and they keep networking, like, amongst each other. But if you pay attention to most of the females, they either managed by their mama, their daddy, one of them, or used to, or something. Do you feel me? And that's
right.
Real talk. Or, like I said, they're messing with somebody, and that person they're messing with is helping them with their project. Look at Lil' Kim. She's
right.
The mess with Biggie. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Foxy Brown, I'm sure she gave something to not only Corrupt, but a few other people, and that's why she stayed out there. I mean, you know, we just got to keep it real. And it is a sexploitation game. It is. And that's why, you know,
that's what it is.
Hang out radio is so important.
That's real. So do you feel like as far as, like, with the female rappers and artists in general that's out there doing their thing, do you feel like there's a difference between being sexually exploited and being sexually dominating in your career? Do you feel that?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
here's another artist I'm gonna give you for example. Let's see. I had it on the tip of my mind, and I can't think of it now. Let's say somebody like Lisa Ray, for example. Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray, you know, she is very sexy. She is known for being sexy. But behind the scenes of everything, you know, she is so business-minded and got everything lined up for herself, you know what I'm saying? To me, in my opinion, I feel like Lisa Ray would be considered sexually dominating. Versus somebody who, you know what I'm saying, she really she really ain't trying to put herself out there like that, but you know what I'm saying? She's doing it, and she's doing extra just to do it, but she don't really want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
well,
that.
Well, I think she was sexually exploited at first.
Yep, I was just going to say that, Misty.
Yep, because she was. Well, that's how she had to get out there. Yep, that's how she had to do it, to get her a name for herself. You got to do that sometimes, Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get your feet wet. You might not like it in the morning, but shit, you know, hey, you get you making a way to get yourself out there. You got to do what you got to do to open up the door to get somebody to notice you. You know, if you don't have it like that, then you have to work with what God gave you and make it happen. And then you you get in the game and switch it up and do what you got to do.
Leave alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chicks right there. We got a caller calling in, caller 9981. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, baby, what's good? It's your girl, Topaz Lachey. Let's deal with it.
Getting it in. We got Bonnie and my girl Misty Blue today.
What's up?
Y'all know. Y'all already know I have to call in, show my girls some love, L.A. Drina.
Thank you, thank
you. Friday. On Bang Out Radio, you dig?
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Hot. Oh, I mean, it's hot. I'm trying to, I can't even take a nap and it's hot.
Yeah, Topaz is out there in Vegas right now, you know? So it's like, it's probably burning up. Like a lot.
Yes, I'm out here in Vegas, you feel me? And this heat out here ain't no joke. But man, everybody... We got the party bus going from the 661 to Vegas, July 8th, you know what I'm saying? So get at me with the slots, baby. We got, you know what I'm saying, small slots available. We got 4 seats available, you know what I'm saying? So get at me with the party bus, you dig? We about to do it big here in Vegas.
Is it on Facebook?
Yes, it's on Facebook, yes.
Okay.
Get them 4 seats sold out.
Yes, come on, everybody. It's summertime. Let's party, you dig?
Yep. We have to do it again, right? That's what's up.
Yeah, Dreamer, so you doing your thing, baby. Keep it up, you know what I'm saying? I'm tuned in, of course. You know, always tuned in, showing everybody so much love. Bang Out Radio, Monday through Saturday, everybody. Make sure everybody's tuned in to Sexy Saturday, hosted by Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie Baby. It's going down here on Bang Out Radio.
And get them tickets for the party bus, y'all.
Yeah, so that's what it is, baby.
That's what's up right there. That was my girl, Topaz Lachey. Man, I'm sitting here right here flipping through the switchboard looking for me some Coke Bugatti. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I sent you some stuff. I got to send you some new stuff.
I've been working on
some production.
Oh, so you're working on some production?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what's up.
Definitely.
I'm
going to shoot you the song. That I put a verse on already. I want you to put a verse on there, and I'm going to send it to Misty. Misty put a verse on it, and Treasure and TJ, we just going to go from there. You know what I mean? It's called I Mac I Slap. That's the name of the song. I'm going to do that definitely by the end of the day. I'm out with my moms right now doing something with this motor home, man, trying to get it cleaned out.
I've seen that shit. Tell mom what's up, and I want to ride.
She's getting rid of us. Mom, Missy, say hi. She said hi, Missy.
All right, now.
Hey, you know your son's hat's still over at our house from Christmas.
Huh?
You know your son left his hat over at the house on Christmas.
I'll tell him.
Yep.
People ain't even missing it.
I know, right? Yeah, I think so. That's crazy, man. 6 degrees of separation.
He won the talent show rapping the other day. First place.
What?
Say what?
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a little rapper on our hands. Okay.
Yep. Our family's full of them. So, hey, y'all. I'm going to be listening.
and I'm here. I want to hear some music. I mean, you know, I'm on here to sleep, so.
What's up? Yo, what's up? This is Gianni G.
We got a hot topic of discussion, you know what I'm saying? We're just talking about how do you feel about, you know, the differences between being sexually dominating and sexually exploited in the hip hop game for female rappers.
We got it. We need to eat.
Yeah. I'm still looking. I need to find me some cold Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking through my switchboard and I'm not seeing what I'm looking for now, but
Bang Out Radio. I'm going to introduce y'all to Lady Cam. If you ain't heard of Lady Cam, let's get to know Lady Cam, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio, as well as, you know, Diva Pinterest. She's going to be on right here on Bang Out Radio today. You know, also, I got to give a shout-out to the Swag Team, you know what I'm saying? Team Project, they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Bang Out Radio. We got to get it with us on music right now. I can't find it, but it's all good. I'm about to get into it right now. We're going to get into some treasure on behalf of the Swag Kings, you know what I'm saying, the TNT Project. We're about to get into some treasure, you know what I'm saying, with So Fresh, So Fly right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah. I don't know. What about you, Boss Mommy? I'll wait till you come up. Cause I'm on the
phone. Let me introduce myself. I'm from the Tom Town. Treasure. What they know me by, you call me now. I got the recipe you craving for. This is heat right here. And I got much more. Everybody anticipating, waiting for what's in store. The quiet storm creeping on you when I avoid. I climb the billboard, reaching up for the top. Can't nobody hold me down like Puffy, I won't stop. Fellas in the club swaying back and forth. And the ladies in the club drop it low some more. I can roll through the village. Got some people from the red town. Back to pocket hood for the blue, it goes down. Got some neighborhood pop roots, some nutty block cutters.
homie Treasure right there with that So Fresh, So Fly, you know what I'm saying? Doing it big out there in the CPT. You already know what it is. You know, shoot, we getting it in right here, Bang Out Radio. What y'all think about that Treasure joint right there, So Fresh, So Fly?
That was tight. That's what's happening.
Yeah, y'all stay on, though. Like, I'm looking for me some Coke Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get that in right here on Bang Out Radio. I usually keep it right here in the switchboard, but I share it with a whole world of other hosts as well, you know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
So, but I'm about to get into that, you know, right here on the show. So y'all stay tuned for some Coke Bugatti right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, I just wanted to tell you I had a lot of fun on your show, you know what I'm saying, the other day.
Hey, we did too, man. That was one of the best shows, like for real, Drina. That was one of the best shows. Like Andy High said the same thing. Like that was one of the best shows.
And y'all gotta, you know what I'm saying, make a part two to that one. Because you know that would to be continued show right there.
Heck yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I need to get Misty on the show, too. I'm going to hit her up with her address to send her music in. You know what I'm saying? I'll hit you up with that.
Yep.
And,
okay, cool.
And maybe we'll do, like you say, a part two and have both of y'all back on. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Yeah. We're going to love that. That's a fun one, you know. I'm like, y'all go out there, you know what I'm saying? Can we get out there with what kind of projects you got coming up?
Yep. For sure. When was that?
Yeah, what you got going on, Coach? Can you let us know what projects
you got going on right now that you're working on? I heard you say something about production earlier. Yeah, I'm working on a project that actually Treasure and TJ, we're going to do a project called Swag Kings Radio, the mixtape. You understand? So that's what I'm preparing tracks for, just making a whole bunch of tracks and making songs so we can just sift through what we're going to use and what we're not going to use. You know what I mean? Want me to get in that bag? Okay. Sorry about that. And I'm also working on a solo album as well. I'm really focusing on that mixtape though right now because that shows that, you know, I want us to show more solidarity within our whole, you know, West Coast female family. And we're going to put it on iTunes. Excuse me. And we want to put together a group of females that we can really put together a tour. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, that's the whole motivation.
That's the goal. Are you familiar with the female method that I
I didn't understand what you said. Say again.
Are you familiar with a female rapper by the name of Miss Law by any chance?
Miss Law, L A W.
Yes.
I don't know where she's from. What city?
She's from the Midwest though. She's from the Midwest. You know, and she got something cooked up, you know what I'm saying, that she's trying to get networking back Midwest all the way to the West Coast with it. You know, it's like a female tour, but like towards next year, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But she's doing her thing out there. I met her at Female Hip Hop Honors. But she's cool, though, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna bring some of her music your way, too, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to definitely hit you up on that. We need to put our heads together on that for sure. This time next year, we need to be on tour doing something. You know, really.
Okay.
We should be already on our radio shows. That's my goal. That's it. Like, for real. Even if it's a poor tour, you feel me? Where we jump in with some vans.
Maybe
we can
put in on some lunch meat and some bread and some damn cup of noodles and shack up in these hotels and get it pushing.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Doing it,
you know,
you know what I'm saying? That's
how
we do it. You know what I'm saying? We can make it happen. You already know.
I'm with it. I am so ready. You know, that's why I'm trying to perfect my craft and get my numbers up there with the music and all that. Because once I do that, you know, that's when I'm really about to start reaching out and getting, you know, getting at y'all about that stuff. You know, I'm working on a single, you know what I'm saying, right now, you know, that I plan to, like, have it be a part of that whole arena of the tour and all of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on, like, a couple of singles, you know, for that, you know. But I want to know with you know what I'm saying? I want to know, you know, what's the name of your music and all of that you got, you know what I'm saying, that you're pushing out right now.
Talking to Misty or who are we talking to?
I'm talking to Coke.
Right now, I got a song called Baby Ain't Got No Gas Money. I sing, I rap, and I also play every instrument, you know what I mean? So I started off singing.
You multi-talented.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get some hooks up. Anybody need any hooks, hit me up at Coke Bugatti on Twitter. That's KOKEBOOGOTTI. Hit me up on Facebook, same name. I want to do a lot of hooks for people. People say I got, a cool sounding voice. They say I sound like I'm Anne Marie or whatever. I have a really high singing voice, believe it or not. I'm freaky. I'm trying to, you know, make us look as diverse as we really are. And, you know, some of us can sing, some of us don't, some of us can rap, some do beats. I mean, you know, we could just bring us all together like a puzzle and make it into a beautiful portrait, you know what I mean?
I mean, the guys do it all the time.
Look at Rick Ross. He worked with how many people? Millions, thousands of niggas to put them on and go on tour. And what's stopping us from doing the same type of movement? You know what I'm saying?
We gotta get together and push that unity. You know, the cool thing about it, I can't really say it's only, but it's a handful of female rappers that got themselves on the right page with it. You know what I'm saying? But the ones that just stay within a bubble, that's why they don't move nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
And that even relates to the topic, even with the whole sex sales thing. You know, if you really think about it, it's thousands and millions of female rappers out there who out there, you know, pushing the porno industry, little image and all that. And they still ain't even getting a buzz. They ain't even getting a local buzz because they stay in that bubble. They don't want to bother with nobody but themselves. You know, they want to be the first lady of some dude's camp, you know what I'm saying? And that's what have them, they feel like they're looking for validation within that person, you know what I'm saying? But, to me, that right there, you know, is what stops it, you know what I'm saying? It leads them to the whole idea that, you know, we can't get together and we can't do what we need to do. So that's why they stay stuck right in that same bubble where they at. You know what I'm saying? I just look at it like, you know what I'm saying? The females out there that got the right idea, you know what I'm saying, about uniting. And you ain't got to just ride another female's coattail. That ain't what the movement is about.
Right.
It's about supporting each other because there's growth in numbers. You know, like I always say, I visualize seeing female rappers put other female rappers on for a change. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And the cool thing about this, they do it whether you rich or not. They don't want to be rich or not. that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? And we know it's time for hot to be get hot, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it should be, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
We need to have it going on with that. How you feel about that, Coach?
I definitely agree. Like, there'd be no Rockefeller without Jay-Z. And, you know, there'd be no Mafia, Junior Mafia without Biggie. So if we're going to continue to breed leaders, then we need to be leaders so the rest of the leaders can follow us and not be following the followers. Because that's basically what they are. They're followers. If they're trying to jump on somebody else's camp, they got to put myself on my own label. Let's make our own thing crack, you know? Like you said, once we show that we're not afraid and people do like what we're doing, that's why I'm giving away my music free right now. You know what I'm saying? If you go on Reverb Nation, if you just Google me, Got Coke, like Got Milk, Got Coke, K-O-K-E.
Hey, I know your Reverb Nation by heart.
because that got coke is catchy right there.
You feel me?
Right.
So, you know
what
you're
doing
there
over there. You know what he's doing over there. You know, girl.
I mean, my whole city's on it. I'm trying to get everybody sprung on this dope. So that's
okay.
Just, you know, legal dope. You feel me? And lyrically and musically.
So we just
begging
trying to,
for another hit.
Yeah, that's
begging
going
for
with,
another
man.
Hit.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's motivation right there. And we have we're trying to get all our pieces together. I'm trying to get somebody together that's going to do our videos. I got a couple of homeboys. It's in my mind that we're going to try to use. Cause we did a video for TNT's project, one of the songs off the mixtape. The song called Yo Bitch Is My Bitch. Okay. Yeah, we got a video, but we're not really happy because, you know, we doing this out of our own budget. I was talking to Treasure the other day. She was like, I don't know if I like it with you, boop. And I'm like, man, well, let me see it. I haven't seen it yet, but that's what my point is. We're trying to get our YouTubes up to par with videos. That's the summer's agenda. And like I said, I'm looking for somebody that does video production. So if you know anybody out there, do hit us up. We're looking for somebody that we can work with consistently within our circle. You know, not just one artist, but plenty artists, you know. And, yeah, that's trash. So, you know, if y'all out there, hit us up.
That's right. You know, y'all got to look out for my girl, Coke, man. Getting it in. This is Spam right here. You know what I'm saying? Doing it big. It's just a chain reaction, y'all. You know, that's what we're trying to push on here. We're trying to set and move on better. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you know, I mean, with Coke, we got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see, you know what I'm saying? Other people that was out there doing their things, you know what I'm saying? Treasure, you know, she was doing her thing. Yeah, shout out to K-Oz, you know what I'm saying? K-Oz, you know, she said she was blessed, you know, last week, you know what I'm saying, with a little mic check on TNT. You know what I'm saying? So, is there one from YouTube post?
You said, what kind of
video
are you from?
Just a brief one?
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Okay, K-Oz came through, you know what I'm saying, River. She blessed us with a mic check on TNT. You know what I'm saying? I was wondering if you could do that for us one time.
Dang, I can barely understand what you're saying. It sounds muffled. Am I the only one that hears it like that?
Yeah.
How do I sound now? I can hear you perfect now, I swear. That's perfect. Now I can hear you. Okay, one more time. I'm sorry, sis.
It's all right. I said, you know, K-Oz came through and blessed us with a mic check 1-2-1-2 one time. And I was wondering if you could let all the listeners out there hear you spit one time for them, Coke. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a gang of listeners online. No, all you callers that's online, don't go nowhere because we're about to get right into you here on Bang Out Radio.
For sure. All right. That's how I heard you, so now I know what you said. So for sure, I can't. Let me get the situation. I'm kind of moving around right now. Give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to adjust myself because I was doing something. All right. So, shoot, let me see. If I tell you to put your hands up, you getting patted down that I'm leaving. I'm just saying. We don't wait. We are the party. We Bruce Lee and Bruce the Bryce deserve to have a good time. And the freckles in your face remind me of sunshine. Just a freestyle straight off the top because I'm doing things. I'm out here burning up in the sun trying to have things. Shout out to anybody doing the same thing. Hey, and that's just a little sample.
So,
don't worry about it.
That's what's up with it. You know what I'm saying? This is my girl, Coke Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? If y'all mad by her, y'all got to check her out, you know what I'm saying? She highlights fire, you know what I'm saying? I got my co-host right here, Misty Blue, in the building today.
What it do?
So this is a FMC Takeover Friday. Female MCs, we taking over this one time, you know what I'm saying? If you out there listening, you know what I'm saying, if you want to comment on the topic of discussion, go ahead and press that one time. We got caller 9853. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Who are we speaking with?
Well,
they don't have one in there. It's on the Bang Out Radio.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can. Mommy.
Y'all can hear me? Hey, I wanted to say something that that chick that was on there earlier that was just talking, she looked for somebody to do videos. My boy Nick Entertainment, he does it. You know what I'm saying? He gets professional quality at good, decent prices. If you want to get in touch with him, you hit up IROC from HI Double, man. You just Facebook that guy and let him know what's up and let him know the business. It's IROC Sanchez on Facebook, and he'll plug you in with Nick Entertainment.
IROC Sanchez?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
go find
out.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that's what's up. What's up?
I've been calling in on one radio station. I'm just trying to show y'all love, man. I don't want nobody. I got a little repertoire out there. Niggas thinking I'm a hater and shit, so I call and support everybody.
what's your name? Just tell
Richard
your name
Spinks.
One time.
Huh? Richard Spinks.
Richard Spinks? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. You were on the Monday show then, huh?
I was on the Monday show. I was on the Tuesday show. I missed the other day. Yesterday, I called in a little too late. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, you in, huh?
I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, supporting Vanguard Radio, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I mean, the whole thing behind that, you know, I guess, you know, you had your opinion or whatever and you expressed it, you know what I'm saying, on the show. I guess people got a little hot about it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, it is what it is, an opinion, you feel me?
Nah, it's just my opinion. Anybody's entitled. I mean, don't take it too literally. Trust me, I've been told worse by producers. You don't believe me, you can ask my squad.
Okay, so where's your squad located at?
Huh? Oh, one of them cats,
I mean, where y'all be at? Y'all
running?
Be in the Animal Valley or y'all be in L.A. with it?
We all the way from L.A. to out here, man.
What?
It ain't no thing. Okay. We do it all, and at the same time, the studio is cracking. But anybody trying to get in, anybody trying to do some labs.
I want to know what your opinion is, you know, because I heard what you said on the Monday show about the female MCs. So I'm glad you came through, you know what I'm saying, be on this show today, because our topic of discussion today is actually about, you know, females and hip-hop. What's the difference between being sexually domineering in your career as far as your image is concerned versus, you know, sexually exploiting yourself? What's your opinion about that?
Me personally, I ain't really too much into that junk, females talking about sucking dick and all that. I mean, everybody like it, and trust and believe, I done been around enough industry cats, I still fuck with a gang of them, and I know for a fact I'm not stupid. You know, sex sells. But at the same time, if you want to be respected as an artist, you know, sitting there with your ass out showing your shit, man, you ain't going to get respected as an artist. You know, half the time some people won't even listen to you. I mean, even nowadays, half the time people don't even listen to what they're saying. They just listen to the beat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, are you listening? This nigga said the same thing like three times. Like, but the beat is hot, though. I could dance to it. Like, come on now.
Exactly. You know, I was just talking about that with Miss Toy today. She was telling me something about a beat, you know what I'm saying, like how people always listen to beats, you know, but if, I mean, as far as beats is concerned, you don't want to get a beat that's going to drown out your lyrics, you know what I'm saying, and outshine you on your own track, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was telling me about that.
I know a bit of a hot female artist, man. I know a couple that actually burned me, and I'm sick. I know a couple that have burned me. I wouldn't even fuck with them. You know, honestly, Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah.
Right.
If you don't believe me, go get that one of the last albums she did called Bananas. If that girl is sick, that girl is sick.
Huh? Was that one done in 2009 or the other one that was done recently?
Nah, this one was like three, 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's, you know, the 2009 CD. I got that
here. When she was she was on some other shit and she was just dissing everybody, just letting everybody know that she ain't went nowhere.
Okay, I'm about to get that one.
Look, it's called Bananas. That girl is sick.
Hey,
to me, I don't care what anybody do. She's still the sickest.
Hey. I'm kind of late on this one. I'm probably like 2 years late. Y'all remember when they had the Miss Rap Supreme thing going on?
And the
bra
was on there, my neck and my back.
Yeah, okay. But then, with that,
Yes.
Banging on Hang Out Radio.
That's right, that's right. Yeah. So what do y'all think about that?
Have fire.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Appreciate that. I'll give you my number.
Okay.
That was a little youngster making boots, you know what I'm saying, doing our thing, you know what I'm saying?
So tight.
Yeah, shout out
that
to the Dottie Rap fam. Yeah, that's what's
she
up.
She from out here?
You know. Yeah, well, actually, she from Tennessee, but, you know, she lives out here right now. She actually lives in the IE. You know, one of them might actually call in. You know, she young. She a little youngster, but she be doing her thing. She be on her grind with it, you know what I'm saying? So I like the little movement they got going on there, you know. So, and shout out to, you know, the Southern chicks out there doing their thing, you know, that's what it is.
Definitely.
You know.
Gangsta
yeah, and
bull.
If y'all out there listening, you know, I mean, we want to hear music from coast to coast, worldwide with it, you know what I'm saying? So all the female MCs out there from coast to coast, you know, make sure you send your music to the show, you know, right here on Bring Out Radio. You know?
And call in.
And we want to hear y'all opinions about this whole topic, you know what I'm saying? So y'all call in and press that one time. We got another track that's coming up right now. Shay Ree, this is Shay Ree right here, you know what I'm saying? She actually is in Indiana with it, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Shay Ree.
Remember when I had nothing?
Banging,
banging, banging on bang.radio.com, baby.
Caller 7027, you're live on Bang Out Radio. And they can't
you're
hear
live.
Us.
Caller. You're live, caller, you're live.
Yeah. Oh, they ain't saying nothing. Yeah,
we be having the same problem.
Yeah.
Caller.
What do you think, Misty Blue, can you let us know, you know what I'm saying, more about your music and what inspired you to become a rapper?
Well, like you guys, trying to get the movement out there and show the world what us females can do, put together, get this unity going on, and just trying to make it do what it do.
That's right, that's right. But when did you start open?
You got a link to where your music's at, Misty?
I'm still working
on
that.
Okay.
Still putting it down in production, baby.
Did you get the one I sent you? I don't know if I got it yet, man. I'm talking about, I'm just still being here, man. So, then, if I do have it, I'm definitely about to put it in the air, man.
I sent it in your message box on SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if I was able to download it. I couldn't download it.
I'm going to give me a power nap.
Hey, you don't have my song. Go ahead.
I do have that song. It's just like for some reason my bed is tripping right now. It's like giving me a headache. It like keeps refreshing. It keeps refreshing on me. You know?
Right.
I always play that song. That's why I'm like, I don't even know why I couldn't even find it anywhere because we play that song like every week on Bang Out Radio, like every day almost.
Because we're getting sold to the point on our radio station. Just last week, we played our stuff. We haven't played our music in like a month or two, to be honest.
Because
we have so many artists coming through.
I always play Kobe Bunny on Bang Out Radio, but your stuff is in rotation Monday through Friday over here. Well, Monday through, you can't be on Saturday now because we got the sexy on these. Well, but actually, since you don't own these, you know what I'm saying? We can actually do it on Saturday too. You know what I'm saying? But I wanna get, you know what I'm saying, get you on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying, and Treasure and TJ, you know. Y'all gotta come through and make a cameo appearance, you know?
Yeah, sure.
What y'all got going on for the BET, you know, hip hop award?
I don't know yet. I'm looking at my cousin Medusa. We have a relative, a cousin that's getting married tomorrow, Santiago. So I know we're gonna be doing something probably tomorrow night. I haven't even been like checking in on any of the, you know, the things that's popping off yet because I've been moving and motivating today, doing some other things. But when I get back to the field, I'm gonna figure that out. But I don't have any idea. I know. Oh, I'm going to the after hours that my big sister Noir does. Tomorrow night.
All right, well, shoot, I'm going to be hitting y'all up because I'm going to be in the city. I'm going to be in the city this Sunday, though, for sure. So we're going to see what's popping, definitely. And hopefully all the parties ain't over on Sunday because I'm coming down later because I got a family reunion to perform at on Saturday, you know. So I'll be at that, you know, with them ribs and all that good stuff, you know. Yep, but for sure. You know, so we're gonna get into some more music right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, Bang Out Radio. Okay, if y'all been waiting to hear Bomb Bomb's new song, you know, Bomb Bomb did a song last night. I was at the, you know what I'm saying, the booth with her, you know what I'm saying? She did a new song last night. So this is my girl, Bomb Bomb. If you didn't know who she was, you're knowing right now. Bang Out Radio exclusive.
Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that ass, mama jeans, what the hell?
What the hell?
Designs on our 10 toes, 3D heels. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that ass, mama jeans, what the hell? What the hell? Pull up to the club in my jazz. Got the homegirls in the back. Thinking to myself, I miss my G6. Now, nigga, what? My shit bang. Beating up your trunk like a pogo cane. And I don't give a fuck, ho, respect my mind. And I don't give a fuck, one more time. Yeah, I made the beat, my shit sweet. That's why I call these motherfuckers treats. And I call these tricks new shoes on my feet. Got the Darion sandals climbing a tree. If you don't get it, I'm chasing the green. Now all you broke hoes, take a look at your scene. He say he a man, ain't no I in team. But I got my eyes high and it's one high D. But I can't say too much in the street. Assholes get dropped like a piece of candy. Way low like the Jordan tattoo on my feet. I'm single, I mingle, I get you for your jingles. Keep your head up, cause I will see your Pringles. Fuck up. We hold the game. I push back weeds like brrr bang. I push back weeds like brrr bang. I push back weeds like brrr bang. Designs on our 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that Admiral Levine's, what the hell?
What the hell?
Designs on our 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that Admiral Levine's, what the hell?
What the hell?
I miss some goody two shoes, my left and my right. It be cocked back all motherfucking night. Safety off like the bomb started fight. In the middle of the club, not acting right. An old crazy ass dance that I know he like. If you wanna pursue it, get into it. My three step hoe, I know you could do it. When I skirt, it don't hurt in bomb and fluid. Strong ass legs, yo, bad, you blew it. Crest pill in my drink, now I can't think. My eyes so fucked, I don't even think I blink. Gritting up my teeth like a plumber do a saint. Niggas off their powder, I need some ice water. You already know, so I can roll harder. My 3D nails so high, smoke a lighter. 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 Designs on our 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that at my Levine's, what the hell?
What the hell?
Designs on our 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that at Mother Beans, what the hell? Jagged off the scene to the motorcycle club, man, Broadway gleams. Police put me over, I took one for the team. Sag to the Shaw, cameras beamed. Hopped out the car, started dissing real clean. All on a truck, fucking it up. The homegirls too, and ain't none of us up. Now we on the hood tape, giving it up. Crenshaw Live got the fish in the cut. You in there right now, I'm probably doing your stuff. Break bread, mafia barcode on my neck. That's how I keep these niggas in check. And fuck you, pay me, should have been a set. But break bread, mafia is what I rep. And play with me, pussy, you will get wet. My cat got blades like a motherfucking chef. Like a motherfucking chef. I can sharpen your pencil, call me a pencil. Designs on our 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that Admiral Levine's, what the hell?
What the hell?
Designs on our 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that Admiral Levine's, what the hell?
What you gonna eat all my damn fries? You trying to sell my shit. Go have a seat.
Yeah, so what do you think about that joint right there? The girl right there was pretty live, you know what I'm saying? We about to get into some more music. That was my girl, Bomb Bomb. What about Brittany Ross? Y'all know who Brittany Ross is? Let's find out who Brittany Ross love money. I love money.
Yeah.
Time is too short to not live life, so I know what I gotta do, get this bread right. A nigga happy cause I get to push that Benz truck, and my shit is legit, they don't switch the Benz up like they used to do, but that's a different story. Cause where I reside, niggas know that it's far from glory. All my niggas round 40 and they carry round 40s with the 40. I swear that shit got me not knowing how to act right now. Visions of me dead laying on my back like, wow, I don't wanna be the next person to grab my style. So I make this good on music and I'll make moms proud. It's either that or serve rocks, and I don't wanna go to jail. I never been the greatest in sports, so fuck it, I rhyme since rap shit fail. I know that I'll succeed cause I practice fail, and you ain't never met a lesbian that rap this well. Let me be free. I got places I need to go and people I need to see. Things I need to accomplish before I'm knee deep. It's a cold ass game in this music industry. Weak niggas get signed, real niggas unheard of, but I'ma make it by any means, that's my word. Maybe I'm Rockefeller bound, a young money, I know one thing for certain. I'm trying to love money. One thing like, what nigga do you know travel the world without a visa? Always got bread and never done a feature. No one ever knew it cause no one ever asked. Middle finger to the losers, let's toast all glasses. And shout out to my nigga Tamu cause she the reason I'm independent and book my own shows. They be asking for release dates and I just don't know what the hell did I should tell them cause my shit is like so. Moving slow but moving fast at the same time. I record my own shit so I control my own mind. No one ever writes for me and I think that's just fine. Apparently but not enough for me to ever get lime. Like unless I'm talking about some bitches or some strippers. I hope I'm throwing X amount of dollars when I tip them. But y'all niggas will know when I am fed up and pissed. Be on my Michael Jackson tip, I'll be screaming, this is it, motherfucker. Let me be free. I got places I need to go and people I need to see. Things I need to accomplish before I'm knee deep. It's a cold ass game in this music industry. Weak niggas get signed, real niggas unheard of. But I'ma make it by any means, that's my word. Maybe I'm Rockefeller bound, a young money, I know one thing for certain. I love it, I love money, yeah I do. But not enough to make me sell my soul to the devil, not enough to make me rock no 6-inch stilettos. If you can't tell by now I'm hungry, but I'm never starving. The way this game is could turn a motherfucker harlots. I just planted all my seeds, now my garden I must water. A lot of blissful thinking I've been doing on my mama. I've come to the conclusion and accepted all my karma. I'ma make it with or without help. That means regardless, if I never see another day, never see another night, just know that I did it all for music. That's a nigga's life. It's the difference from a person that passionately writes than a person who dictates whatever you recite. Flow is candy, life sweet. Get the fuck out of my face, you are a hype beast. I ain't saying shit else. I already murdered it. Oh, let me be free. I got places I need to go and people I need to see. Things I need to accomplish before I'm knee deep. It's a cold ass game in this music industry. Weak niggas get signed, real niggas unheard of. But I'ma make it by any means, that's my word. Maybe I'm Rockefeller bound, a young money, I know one thing for certain, I love money.
Yeah. That was Brandy right there, you know what I'm saying? We getting into the music right here on Bang Out Radio, you know. We got actually another track right here that I'm about to get into right now. We're about to keep it in rotation right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, this is the Fenty Takeover Friday special, you know. So we're about to get into it. Let's get into some LA Dreamer.
Starma.
LA Dreamer in the building.
West Coast
finest. You know what it is. Let go. You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a pocket. If I pull a heat flow, then you know I'm gon' cock with the red bottom plus, then you know I gotta rock with me. Tryna go down, then I ain't tryna stop. L.A. Drina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you plastic kids. Hate me now, hate me later, I'm world champion like the ladies. You wanna bench, I'm in the game, I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner, I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
For this.
man. I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
Let's go.
Second verse, same old shit. Hottest bars is all I spit. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on Vanguard Radio, ripping Star Mob, ABZ, Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag, fuck your Louis Duffel bag, fuck your flag, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job. Special delivery like Black Rock. My bars crack rated like my man Todd. I'm feeling like Rain Man, I go so hard.
Volume 1.
You know it's coming soon.
For sure.
100% pure thick.
That's what it is. Okay.
Fresh out the shower, give me face for about an hour. Pussy smell like water, keep your nose up in the flower. Hub off, bitch, mold a nigga like some Play-Doh. Fly like an angel with my motherfucking halo. I have you get your money up, upgrade your bitch. Fake niggas in your squad, upgrade your clique. Show your shit that you never seen before. Like how to cash in on them ratchet assholes. Like how to pop tags on designer assholes. Like get your money now, what the fuck you waiting for? I got more niggas in the GR building. I'm trying to stack my cash like Wayno ceiling. Leg to the ceiling, face to the clip. Keep your tongue doing donuts and windmills on that shit. New bitch in the game, call me Big Kahuna. I kill you hoes off, something like a tumor. Fuck the lies and the rumors that you heard. I flip these bars like a motherfucking bird. And shit on you like a motherfucking turd. And keep going on like a motherfucking verb. Can't stop me, cause I'm unstoppable. L.A. Drina, get more cheese than nachos. You dig?
Yeah, that's what's up with it, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for my girl, you know what I'm saying, Coke Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for Chaos, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing out there. Be on the lookout for my girl, Misty Blue, doing it right now, you know what I'm saying? Up and coming, and about to get it in, you know? Just look out for these ladies, you know what I'm saying? They're getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And not just that, but be on the lookout for me to be doing some projects with them as well. You know, because we got it going on, you know, Bang Out Radio, that's what it is. We're about to get into some more music. We're going to keep y'all in rotation while y'all trying to prepare for y'all long BET weekend. I already know y'all got it going on, you know what I'm saying? So this is some more indie artist music. Keep sending your music live on Bang Out Radio. We're about to keep it in rotation with Watch Bomb Bomb.
Rabbit trick, I'm the bomb. I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. I'm the bomb. I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. I'm glad these vultures, they mad. Look at they pride, turning back. I got to be a G cause I ain't having that. This old man told me, watch what you say when you rap. Cause what comes out your mouth could be a trap. Well, if a booch cry woof, she gon' get smacked. And call that fabulous brother on cat facts. I call it general release cause he was cool after that. My retaliation baby is a monster. Willow, swing her hair back and forth, fight. Pillow, sitting outside your house looking through your window. I parked across the street, Madea told me you gotta watch. Oh, you out of money? Trick, you gotta watch. Or be on the lookout for them grits in that pot. Eminem your ass like I got fire from the wash. You don't wanna live here, nigga, gone, it's the spot. The homies coming through, I call that shit nonstop. Sir, I'm on my Jay-Z, you can't knock my hubby. Pitch your ass out, cause I'm fighting and bust. Keys, please, home, while you catching the bus. I'm the bomb, I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my wash. I'm all about my wash. I'm all about my wash. I'm all about my watch. Bomb, bomb, dub, I'm very smashing shit. So yabba dabba do ho. rude. Boy, say that the bomb isn't rude. See foe waiting outside your door, but she tucked her tail cause she was a say no more. Ho, trick, I'm the bomb. I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. Trick, I'm the bomb, I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Watch this definitely is a building with that watch, you know what I'm saying? I also gave y'all a flavor of swine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, with that previous track right there, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We're giving it all when we have Brandy in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We right here on Bang Out Radio with it. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl Misty Blue in the building. You know, I am so honored, you know, and happy that she decided she wanted to do this with me. You know what I'm saying? Please keep coming back and co-hosting with me, Misty. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it in. And then come on Bang Out Radio on Tuesday. You know, I got a fire show scheduled. You know, for that day, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna have Mr. Blue gonna announce the special guest we're gonna have. You know, last week we had Mr. Blue came through. You know, I'm gonna bring it to y'all, get y'all with the indie artists that's out there grinding and making a nice bed for their name, you know what I'm saying? And we're gonna let them know that already, you already know what it is. But we got to get into the Topaz Lachey and Bossy, where my Bossy chicks at? Hold on, y'all. I'm about to change the volume on this because, damn, somebody had put it at 400%. But no, we about to get y'all right into it. You know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio. It ain't never supposed to be at no 400%. Whoever did that, that's a straight up no, no. Okay.
Woo! The boss again. Hold hands with Shane. DJ, you pop, you a fool for this one. Where my boss kicks at?
I'm a boss kid. I'm a bossy kid. I'm a bossy kid. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. I'm a bossy kid. 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 Do it like me, yeah, they wish they could. Yeah, I'm running this shit like the president. So with it, but you gotta get with it. This bossy chick so serious. I'm a bossy chick. Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. I'm a boss chick. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know. They let me loose now. I'm off the chain now. So bossy form. All you haters, better run for it. I'm taking over now. West coast, east coast, down south now. I'm the bossy, yes, and that's a guarantee. I know you're feeling me. So with it, but you gotta get with it. This bossy chick so serious. I'm a boss, cause I'm a boss. B-O-S-S-Y, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They
know, they know.
I'm a bum chick, I'm a bum chick. I'm a bum chick, I'm a bum chick. I'm a bum chick, I'm a bum chick. Cause I'm a boss.
They know,
cause I'm a boss.
They know,
I'm a bum chick, I'm a bum chick. I'm a bum chick, I'm a bum chick. I'm a bum chick, I'm a bum chick. Cause I'm a boss.
They know,
cause I'm a boss.
They know.
Yeah, it's your girl, L.A. Drina. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all have a safe and happy weekend. You know what I'm saying? We still got, you know what I'm saying, my girl Misty Blue on the line. You know what I'm saying? Right here at Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? Listening in and checking in with it. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. Shout out to all my female MCs that's out there listening in. You know what I'm saying? From coast to coast, nationwide with it, baby. Bring your music to me. LaDrina.BangOutRadio.com. We always about to be getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl Topaz Lachey with that hot track right there, Bossy Chick. And I want to let y'all know I will be on the remix to that one. So, you know, just stay tuned for it. You know, we got it going on right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
Hey, yo. Diamond Star Production present. Be making free.
Oh, baby, how y'all feel love? Don't hesitate to be tender. No, can't get help me tender. How y'all feel love? Oh, baby, how y'all feel love? Don't hesitate to be tender. No, I can't get help me tender. How y'all feel love?
Yeah. Kitty cat, when you write to you with the mid slaps, never hold back. Keep that shit on my lap, super green, catch you rolling up that purple tree. My love, it makes you so high, baby, never touch the ground. Put a smile upon your face, yeah, baby, don't you clown. Stand here, make your heart beat, 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 beat. Catching me, catching you, looking at me. Level the way I touch my hips when I walk, bring it right to you. Yeah, I know you see it from the front, baby, don't you front.
Than an old hippie, a half-baked thing, ass kitty cat, she know what I mean, she's clean-scented, baby, how the incense gets spent so high off your love, I thought it was a dream when I rubbed your butt in the club, yes, you looked in my eyes, and you say, sir, we, you always high, damn, and your thighs look good, so I wanna give you some of this crack of wood, so pack, pack, show me respect, or let me disrespect your neck. I'm getting high off these drugs. My dick is standing straight up. I want to see your booty jiggle just a little, like a girl's summer party on the YouTube video.
Ooh, baby, high off your love.
Looking on her high spots, yeah, she feel the pressure. She wanna hit the seats, loving that ecstasy. She's a freak, yeah, she got me hitting in the back seat. And she like how my nigga low key. She ask her friends about me, but they don't even know me. So she say, BDB, you can take my key and meet me at the house like go round three. Soulja Boy, I'll call you on the phone. I'm Soulja Boy, I'm gonna come to your home. Break that's the bed, never mind, I need head. My nigga on this way, so hurry up so I can start my day. Out the door, think about your love. I double back just so your boy can blood. And think about the nasty things I wanna do to you. You hit me up on the phone and say you wanna do this, do. So I come through.
Baby, how y'all feel?
right there was called High Off Your Love, you know what I'm saying? We getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. So, you know, I want to hear y'all opinions, you know, about what's going on, you know what I'm saying, and how y'all like, you know, the topic of discussion today. You know, if y'all have anything that y'all want to give y'all opinions on, you know, on Bang Out Radio, just send me do so by calling me at 661-661-7551. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate and we love, you know, to get opinions about different things that's going on, the professional industry, you know. Especially right here on the tape, on the Spencer Movement Coastal Coast. If you're listening there, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to know that, you know, you do have the Coastal Coast Spencer Movement page on Facebook, so put the like button on there if you like what's going on with us and you support, you know, the hip hop. And I want to see that out there, you know, that's listening there. MCs, you know, fans of female MCs. Make it happen, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Taking a like button, you know, posting the music, posting the links, you know, submitting that information, updating that information on that page, you know, so you know it's better MCs, you know, and all they send the music to Bang Out Radio. We want to make it happen. Bang Out Radio. That's so. Yeah, you know, so Misty Blue, you know, she came through and to visit us right here on Bang Out Radio, you know. Definitely, we're getting it in on the show with it today, you know. Bang Out with all the exclusive music, you know. Just continue to submit your music to Bang Out Radio, support us, you know. There's a lot of hot topics going on TMZ, you know. And I want to know, you know, what y'all think about, you know, what's been happening out there in the industry, you know, with my boy, you know, Bougie Munson, you know, he got arrested, you know, and he's about to serve a 10-year sentence, you know, and he's one of my favorite reggae artists, you know. I feel bad about that, you know what I'm saying, but that right there kind of sucks, you know. But I still have my opinions, you know what I'm saying, about everything that's going on, you know, with the female MCs out there. You know, I've been checking out my chicks in Boston, as I've mentioned on my previous shows, and I have a fascination with their lyrical content, you know. So, you know, y'all, if y'all don't know about them chicks out there in Boston, they doing it well. You know, my chicks out here on the West Coast, we doing it well, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can start, you know, seeing more diversity, you know, within the industry, you know, of how we represent, you know, the female MC. You know, it shouldn't be locally regional where, you know, it's just, we just showing, you know, New York chicks or just one side chicks, you know what I'm saying, chicks from certain communities and stuff. We should show more chicks out there in the industry that's from different locations, you know, because they're getting it in. You know, I'm always networking and listening in for what's going on. Y'all know Miss Toy Keon, you know, she got a tour that's about to come up, you know. She has a tour that's coming up, you know, pretty soon, you know, so be on the lookout for that, you know. She be getting it in with her music and everything, you know. But shout out to all my female MCs that's doing their thing, you know. Like I said before, you can look me up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/purethick, that's PUREthicc, right there on facebook.com. And then I have the Coast to Coast Femcee Movement page, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit the like button on that, you know what I'm saying? Because we do support the female artists, you know? On Bang Out Radio, we always support our female artists. And, you know, I'm an avid supporter of the Coast to Coast Femcee Movement. You know, that's a movement, you know, sponsored by all the females in hip-hop, you know. It's about unity, you know what I'm saying, and progression, you know what I'm saying, within the industry, you know. But we're about to get into some more music right here on Bang Out Radio. We got my boy Nas, you know what I'm saying, N-A-Z-Z in the building, you know what I'm saying.
And, you know, he's been doing this thing out there in L.A. with it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, you know, and we about to get it in with Bang Out Radio. Let's go. I'll take that back. I'm about to give y'all some Is That What's Real by Illiteracy. Let's get that.
Do you believe in hot cars, leather bars, moving stars?
Okay, I guess that one didn't want to play right there, but you know what I'm saying? I got another track right here, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, God bless this switchboard. This switchboard been off the chain today, but it's all right. We got something else for y'all, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio. The topic of the day, you know what I'm saying, how do you feel, you know, about, you know, females in hip-hop defining domination, you know what I'm saying, within, you know what I'm saying, your artistry, you know, as far as sexuality is concerned. How do you dominate it and how do you get exploited in it? Which one do you think, you know, you are doing in your career if you are out there selling yourself in a sexual way? Let's hear what you got to say. Bang Out Radio. Here we go. We got to hit you off with Miss Toy. Let's go.
I'm a Bugatti. I'm a bitch. Lambo, Marcy, Polaco, and Hennessy. Y'all gon' feel me when I speak. I'm so damn colossal, my haters is drinking baby bottles. I'ma hit me, y'all gon' feel me, cause I'm full of smile. I'ma hit me, y'all gon' hear me, cause I'm full of smile.
I'ma hit me in these streets, they gon' hear me when I speak. Rush through the yellow tape, make them feel me when I creep. If I can't have it now, I'ma make it same direction. I can get you up, that's why they call it an erection. Assimilating blessing, everything faking. Swine flu, the rap game, give me turkey bacon. Simple shit be making it, ain't about your talent. Hope you got a backup plan if you don't make it through the dough. Glad I got a team though, respecting my decisions. Saying what I need though, I can get these billions. Any chick, I build them. Bossy chick, I build them. Ain't gotta try to win them all, but you know I'm coming real with them. I'm about that action, give them satisfaction. Talking shit about me, toy, who the fuck you asking? That's why I'm laughing. I review my chick before it's mixed and matched. Now you see the big disaster, I'm a gimme in these streets. Y'all gon' feel me when I speak. I'm so damn colossal, my haters is drinking baby bottles. Cause I'ma shake you up and make your ass get weaker. I'm so damn colossal, my haters is drinking baby bottles. Knowing I'm full throttle, I'm so cool. Why your bitches acting so macho? But I'ma prove auto, I never lose idols. I clink up on your ass and you gon' think I'm vital. Your bitches beating lipo, I'm tryna smash with Harpo. You bitches thinking leaking, your tunnel's close to Carpo. You need resuscitation, you on that medication. I'm on this meditation, a different conversation. But I'm a seven-pointer, I rock this fucking joiner. Looking for the mourners, my niggas in California. Don't let these niggas fool ya, cause they suited and they booted in the 80s. They the ones that started shooting and eluded. Fuck you recruiters, I'ma hit me in these streets. Room on you bitches and hit me when I speak. For sure. Y'all gon' feel me when I speak. I'm so damn colossal, my haters.
Shout out to Miss Toy with that track, you know what I'm saying, getting it in. We about to get into some Z Diva, the Pinterest, you know what I'm saying. Y'all already know what my views are about that whole issue right there. And I'm going to say this last thing, you know what I'm saying, before we get out. You know what I'm saying, I want to let y'all ladies out there know, just know it is a difference between, you know what I'm saying,
sexually dominating yourself and being sexually exploited in the industry. So make sure you know the difference between the two. You know what I'm saying? Know the difference between the two. Be in control of whatever image you decide to establish for your career, you know, and make sure you're the one that's making moves with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Let's grind it out. Y'all hit me up. Let me have your music. You know what I'm saying? And we about to get it in. Bang Out Radio. We love you. Here we go. We about to hit it off with some Sia Lamore. There we go.
Just let my soul play. Start with the slow shit, then turn my hype up. Serving him more than just dinner, he keep me wiped up. I got some people that would die for me and cry with me. So basically, it's time for me. So I gotta get my mind right, making sure the rhyme type isn't for the limelight. Cause even when the weed don't work, for the tears and the pain, then the mic might. So I hit a bass beat, then we get to no sleep, cause we grind like that. When you put me on the track, take a few steps back to the shit zone.
Big cousin, the first member that ever witnessed me hustling. Out late, smoke break, yep, right out in public. Teenage, different city, chilling like it was nothing. Corey, remember when we tricked that knock? We went back to your house and we slid that guap. And it was ill how we shook them cops. You kept it real, my pops, I swear we had it on lock. We mall hop till we drop, clubs to the parking lot. The only brother I got, so the verse can't express how I feel inside. I'm down to ride. After wipe the tears out my mother's eyes, kill Corey on the arm till this nigga dies.
That was my girl, Sia Lamore. I'm about to get into some Diva Pimptress. Here we go.
Johnny Giuliano.
Bankroll, Z Diva, Blackout.
We
I'm talking about
down
Volume
south,
1, nigga.
That's me.
Huh.
That's
me.
That's
me.
I'm just down south, hustling. Running, going out. Money coming in. Only flipper station, only rocker take a win. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in. I'm just down south, hustling. Money going out, money coming in. Only flipper station, only rocker take a win. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in.
When I'm up to the eight, but it's time to relate. Ain't stopping, ain't dropping the vein, taking no break. I get down on my grind, and Young Z ain't lying. When it comes down to money, man, I hustle for mine. Let me tell you how it is when you come in the brick. You might see kids hustling, younger than six, a bad fever. So I can sing it a hustle, they hating and jealous. But they ain't getting no trouble, cash me a small hustle. And that's just me. I lay my head out south, but I was raised out east. I'm dodging the haters, I gotta stack my paper. I'm in a book right now, so I'm a hustle later.
Down south, hustle me.
I gotta get it in. I'm just down south hustling. Money going out, money coming in. Only tip a taker, only rock to take a win. So I'm hustling, I gotta get it in. Yeah, I'm hustling. Man, make a dollar. Money don't make a man. So I get it in. I take my vision in. I'm going to find a decent life. I'm gonna need a million. A large bank account. Save me days to count. Lay the dough on the floor and tell my bitch to count. This how we do down south. Children and things we found. If you don't know what happened, put these niggas in your mouth. For money and homes, cars and clothes. I don't need it at a Robbie. What you knew was your goal. Trying to get the next buck out of Robbie.
Only rock to take his wheel. Hustle in, I got it.